Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I have sitting in front of me Mr. Ryan Tuberty.
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you.
My screen is full of messages reacting to your news. People are a little sad that you've decided to...
I'm sure there's a delightful mix of the grateful and the...
I think people are very surprised. We were all surprised here.
Were
as well.
You?
I mean, the news came in and we're like, what? Wow.
Why were you surprised?
Well, look, I just don't think anyone saw it coming that you've decided to leave The Late Late.
Isn't that nice? I think that's lovely. Let me explain to you, if you don't mind. Thanks for having me on. But I'll explain to you really when I was talking to my daughters about this. I said, you know, when you're at a party and you're really enjoying it and you look around and everyone's having a good time and the music's really good. And what I've done is I'm at that party still, but I'm reaching into my pocket for my phone and I'm ordering a taxi.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
And I'm going to go. And then the next day, you know, I just don't want to be sticking around when someone's turning off the music and the lights saying, oh, you're still here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes sense to go now, yeah.
Not an easy decision, though, I'm sure, for you.
Not
did
at all.
You have lots of agonizing and late nights?
Yes.
And, yeah.
I did. I had lots of long walks and talks with myself and... I thought it all through. It's just been this extraordinarily big part of my life and my family's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're the Late Late Show presenter, you belong to a lot of people. And that means, you know, whether it's on the street or in the pub or in the coffee shop, whatever. And that's part of the joys of it when you're the guy.
Yes.
But when you're the family of the guy or the male or female, it doesn't really matter. But when you're the family of that person, they didn't buy into that, and it's always a little trickier for them. And I think another 5-10 years of that would be punishment for them. And I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm so comfortable with the decision. You're right; it wasn't easy, but it feels really good. I've had a joyful time. I've enjoyed it so much. What a job! Like ever since I was a child, I've dreamed of doing a job like The Late Late Show. Dreamed of it. I used to be off sick from school and watch, you know, these talk shows, daytime talk shows on British television as it was at the time, and go, God, I love what they're doing. I'd love to have a go at that. Then I'd watch Parkinson and Gay Byrne, and God, that looks like such an interesting job, because I wouldn't have been academically very bright, but I was a good talker. So I was able to, so I had that, you know, and to be able to do that. And I'm curious about people. I'm passionate about Ireland. Mm. And I love every week on the show and you know yourself, when you've got great people around you, as I've had and have, it makes it all the much more enjoyable. So yeah.
But you're not leaving broadcasting. You're carrying on with the radio show.
Well, unless you want me to.
It's really important.
We don't want you to do that.
But it's important to say that, because some people will hear Ryan's leaving.
I'm not leaving RTE, no. Sorry about that. I'm continuing. I do a radio show 5 days a week at 9 o'clock and I adore it. I adore the TV show, but I'm not ready to leave the radio by any means. I love it. I love the intimacy of it. I love how relaxed it is. You can be very much more yourself on radio than you can be on TV. So that's that. Also, the last Late Late Show with me presenting it will be Friday the 26th of May. Within 48 hours, I'll turn 50.
Okay.
There's probably something in that. So I will never present the Late Late Show in my 50s.
And was that an ambition that you had?
No, but I've always believed, to go back to the party metaphor, you'd swear I was going to parties every week, I'm not. But to go back to the party metaphor, I've always believed, go to the party a little bit early and get out a little bit early. So, but the radio continues apace. And also, I hit that lovely point in my life where I know what I want and I like what I know. And I know that I've done as much as I can with this show, with The Late Late Show. But I'm also really excited about the next bit, because I'm only 50.
Yes.
And the young people
are
listening
going,
he's ancient. So what I would love to do is, I've got so many ideas about, I love, you know, books, history, politics, Ireland, museums, And combining and travel and combining all of these things for programs, documentaries. I'd like to write again. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do go back to academia for a little while as well, part time. So I've got. I'm so passionate. The whole point of this job that you do so well and that I've endeavoured to do is curiosity and passion. And when you have those two things, mm-hmm. you'll never be bored. So I'll never be bored.
And you know, in making your decision, the world of television is changing so much.
Dramatically.
You know, we've got all of the competition now from streaming and all of that. Was that part of your decision? Did that factor at all? That it's a different world that we're operating in now compared to the one that Gay was operating in?
Yeah, Gay had the joy of one channel. And then, you know, and I should say, mention Gay and Pat, who did such a great job keeping the show going, and they're handing it to me to keep the show going, and all the people working behind the scenes on it as well. So what do I say to your question? Yeah, it's dramatically changed the vista of who's watching, when they're watching, and how they're watching, whether it's on their phones or on the player. Or so, did that factor into it? Not really. No, this was the most present. I could give
it's
you
more about you.
I have to say it is, to be selfish. I could give you 50 reasons why I'm leaving the Late Late Show, but the one I can only give you that is the most prosaic and the most soulful is, you know when you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my heart, and I know my mind, and it's time. And I look back and I go, look at the toy show went into a different orbit. And again,
listen,
this
can
was
I say
some
something
crack.
To you about that?
And I can't believe there won't be any more toy shows with me, but there will be toy shows with the next person, whoever that might be, Claire. So
you're talking to the person who walked away from work.
But would you not consider walking back?
Listen, let's not go there. Let's
that's not
go
a no.
There.
Interesting.
No, listen, let's talk about the toy show, because a couple of weeks ago I bumped into you in a bookshop and I had two
kids.
Children
yes,
with
you
me
did, yes.
Who are 8 and 5.
And they were buying books, which is my favourite thing.
And they said, the toy show guy is here.
Yeah, the toy man, yeah.
Now, when you have that kind of reach, I'm not sure they know your name. But they know, a 5-year-old child knows that you're the toy show guy. Mm. And you took that show and you turned it on its head and you brought so much joy to all of those children.
Yeah.
Is that the bit that you'll really, really miss?
Well, first of all, you is you plural. Obviously, we did that. And will I miss that the most? Yes. Because that was like being, as it always was, being Santa Claus's ambassador on Earth. And I would walk down the street and I'd see kids. It's like an ad. Their jaws would drop on the ground.
Willy Wonka.
Really? And they're looking sideways going, oh, good. Like and that was fun. And the last couple of years, we you know, Irish people raised, 12, 15 million
euro
for children's charities in every single county on the island. All Ireland. Love that. And then during COVID, if I could mention that briefly, Irish people, I want to say thank you, because that was another 20 million in the middle of the darkest period of this country's recent history. Jesus, Irish people are extraordinary. You know, even when they're in the middle of a crisis, they say, how much do you need? How can we help? Anyway, so it's been baffling and beautiful.
I know this is a really hard question, particularly today, but when you look back at standout moments, can you do that yet, having announced
your
decision?
I've met standout people.
Yeah.
Like Vicky Phelan and Adam King and Saoirse Ruan and, you know, more recently Charlie Bird, people who've moved the country and have been selfless. I think they're like Catherine Corliss comes to mind immediately.
Yeah.
A gentle, kind historian who kind of changed the world through persistence and dignity and diligence.
Great people.
Really?
Can you do? Are you at the stage where you could dish the dirt on the famous people now, the ones that you did like and the ones that maybe
it's
you didn't?
It's funny. It's funny. My family are always saying, "Did you ever take notes about some of the guests that you
meet?"
Oh,
I hope you did.
And I don't have a book in me. Somebody said, "Would you write a fiction book?" No. Will you write a book about an autobiography? No. I won't actually, because that's I've often said I'm a private person in a public job.
Yeah.
You can't suddenly turn around and go, now buy my book. Not going to happen. But I've met, it's been remarkable. I have, put it this way, I'll tell you over a few drinks. There's some great yarns. There's a credo, and I hope I'm not going on, but there's a credo like that just if you want a little bit of background, that the bigger the star, the smaller the ego.
Yes.
Conversely, the smaller the star, the bigger the ego. And I'll give you names off air. But thank you for to the listeners and who watched and to the viewers, but also particularly to my family. They have been amazing.
You've been absent almost every Friday night of, you know, a lot of their lives in some cases, because you're 14 years doing this. It's an extraordinary sacrifice.
They've had a lot
for them to make.
For my daughters to have a dad in the most public job in the country, arguably, I'm sure was a challenge, but they are beautiful, awesome, and I mean that, something of awe, young women now, and they are my everything.
What are you going to do on Friday nights?
Annoy them. Every Friday, saying, can we go out now? Can we go out now?
Listen, I have a couple of questions coming into us here. A listener wants to know, would you just keep doing the toy show? Could you do that? Have you been asked by RTE to consider that?
No, it's a fair question. And the answer is no.
Absolutely no.
Yeah. You see, you're so unused to straight answers in this studio that you're totally befuddled.
I'm reeling.
I'm bringing a new kind of politics to Ireland. Mm. I'm giving a straight shooting answer. But no, not going to happen.
But if enough people said, Ryan, this was your thing, you were brilliant at it.
That's like, now hang on, you've got to understand, I'm now in the taxi leaving the party and you're chasing down the street saying, come back, have one more. And I'm saying, I've had my fun and it was glorious. It was glorious. Like, that toy show is magic. There's magic in the air. You want to see behind the scenes of that show. It's beautiful. That'll be hard to say goodbye to, but there will be no return. I know when it's time to say goodbye, and like the song says, it is indeed time to say goodbye.
Ryan, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thanks for coming in. Yeah, really appreciate it, because I know it's not the easiest day either.
It's an emotional day for you. Very emotional, and we've had a very emotional meeting with my program team there, but you're talking to a very grateful and a very happy man today.
Ryan Tuberty, thank you very much.